That was a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Tapatio Doritos. Welcome to the first episode of Food for Thought, a podcast where we offer you social commentary from young writers' perspectives. My name is Alejandra.
My name's Oriana.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Jaylene.
We're all literary majors at UC Irvine, we're broke, and we're hungry. We as students understand the role that literature plays in developing character and understanding the way the world works. Today we'll be discussing Angie Thomas' book, The Hate U Give.
The Hate U Give follows the story of 16-year-old Star Carter who witnesses the death of her best friend Khalil at the hands of a white police officer. As Star struggles with the lack of justice for Khalil, she's also dealing with balancing her two worlds in Garden Heights, a low-income black neighborhood, and Williamson, a white-dominated suburban prep school. Her struggle between these polar opposite worlds displays how she acts with a double consciousness, as she switches the way she speaks and acts depending on her audience.
With The Hate U Give, topics such as police brutality and soft racism are mentioned, and we will continue the conversation by highlighting the significance of these topics, as well as the importance of finding your own voice. We started learning about these topics as college students, but we believe that high school youth should be exposed to issues related to social injustices. So, we are offering this podcast to you, the seniors and juniors of IUSD, as our way of introducing a repetition of historical and structural disadvantages that the Black community faces on a daily basis.
The Hate U Give is centered around the murder of Arnon Khalil, a teenage boy with a whole life ahead of him. He was killed by Officer 115. Thomas was inspired by the lives of many other victims of police brutality, such as Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, and the infamous case of Emmett Till. We'll now have a moment of silence for the victims. Khalil was profiled the same way Tamir Rice and Michael Brown were. They were seen as threats and then taken care of as such. The criminalization of these victims led to the victimization of the police officers who committed the murders. I emphasize on murder because they did it on purpose.
Police officers are supposed to protect civilians. Civilians shouldn't be afraid of the people who are supposed to protect them. Cops take an oath in which they promise to uphold human rights and accord equal respect to all people. Big Math, Star's dad, had a conversation with Star in which he explains how she's supposed to act around the police because he knows that the color of her skin labels her. This talk would not be necessary if cops followed their oath. Martin Luther King said it best. In his I Have a Dream speech, he wanted to live in a nation where people would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
There's issues of soft racism in the book. Star's best friend Haley shows her ignorance towards other races, specifically by making jokes towards Star and Maya's race. During a basketball practice, Haley tells Star to pretend that the ball is fried chicken, as she implies it will motivate her. This remark is obviously meant to reference one of the stereotypes that are believed of African Americans. Haley's comments are not just a one-time thing, but a recurring problem. Both Star and Maya have a conversation together about how they have tolerated her racist jokes because she's their friend, and this goes to show how often friends can ignore each other's racist remarks. I think this shows a pressing issue that we have a tendency to normalize racist jokes, either because they're intended to be harmless or because they come from friends.
Haley fails to see or acknowledge the severity of her actions and represents how racist comments have become normalized in today's society. Coming from a well-off white background, Haley was born into a system that acts in her favor. Having the privilege to benefit from her social standings ultimately gives way into her blindness and blatant ignorance to the suffering and racial issues that are prevalent in Star's and Maya's lives. When Haley decides to unfollow Star on Tumblr for a constant reblogging of injustices against black people, she is further uplifting the social structure that fosters hate and prejudice. Her upbringing is not her fault. However, her decision to ignore the harsh realities minorities face is detrimental to those who are born into less fortunate circumstances.
I believe that because racism is now being spoken of because of the Black Lives Matter movement, we believe that we're woke, which Urban Dictionary defines as a reference to how people should be aware in current affairs, specifically those related to racism. Thus, we become so comfortable with these topics that we think we can make jokes about them. This can be seen when Haley jokes about Maya's Chinese heritage and says that she and her family eat cat for Thanksgiving. Haley uses the excuse that since it's just a joke, it's okay. It's important for us to speak up against these jokes to let people know that they're not okay, and that way we can find our voice.
Star's character development as she finds the courage to speak up for what she believes in is truly remarkable and something us as young adults can all relate to. As previously mentioned, Star no longer felt intimidated by Haley or the thought of losing their friendship, and so she called Haley out for her continuous racist remarks. Star developed the self-confidence that allowed her to realize there is no reason to keep people in her life that belittle or hinder her ability to speak her own opinions.
We see at the beginning of the novel that Star is called out for not speaking out about Khalil's death. As the story progresses, she realizes the importance of fighting for justice, not only for Khalil, but for her entire community that is victim to institutionalized racism in America. Star finds her voice with the help of her family, friends, and music to give a public interview as well as court hearings telling the true story of Khalil's death. Despite her fears, she realizes setting the record straight on Officer 115's racism and calling attention to police brutality surpasses her personal troubles.
Leading up to Star's interview, she is advised and almost coached, in a sense, on how she should portray herself to appeal to the public and not give them any reason to stereotype her as a typical black girl from the hood. However, Star breaks the script she was given and tells the story in the way that will most effectively illustrate Officer 115's brutality and heartless actions to the media. By using the outlet she is given, Star incites outrage and protest by calling for action against police brutality. During one of the main riots, Star is even handed the microphone to address the crowd and express her resentment and anger towards the result of Officer 115's trial. Star's character makes a complete 180 from being too scared to speak out to amplifying the anger she has towards a system that fails to do right by the victims of racial injustice and instead protects the true criminals.
The Hate U Give is also a way in which Thomas was able to find her own voice through Star, which I think could also help others find their own voice. Through Star, Thomas is able to criticize the systematic oppression of black youth, as well as inspire others to speak out against these injustices. It's important to have someone as young as Star find it important to speak out about issues that are obviously affecting her. Hopefully, Star's story can also encourage those who aren't directly affected by it, like us, for example, to speak up because it's human to care about these issues, and because we acknowledge that there shouldn't be any form of social inequalities.
Star's voyage to the self-discovery of her own abilities relating to social activism worked to prove how prominent even the most minute actions can be. In the grand scheme of things, the realities of fear and mourning combined with knowledge and a lust for the truth make for a balance on the scales of justice, even if it was just for one person. The fictional characters in the novel represent all the lives that did not make it this far, because their deaths will not be forgotten.
We believe that by making this podcast, we are using our voice as students and also as a future generation because we are speaking up against issues that we believe are unfair. Angie Thomas does the same by writing this book. She uses her voice as a writer to tell a powerful story as her form of activism against racism.
I As young adults, we want to make other young adults aware of the issues that are affecting Black youth. Our voice is arguably more important because we are considered to be the future, and we need to use this voice for good. The Hate U Give is a powerful novel that can make others aware of the hardships that many Black youth face, and that's something we believe that everyone should be aware of. My name is Jaylene.
My name is Amy.
My name is Oriana.
And my name is Alejandra. We are students of UCI, and as literacy sponsors, we recommend The Hate U Give.
Thank you for tuning in to Food for Thought.